I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You ready?
Here we go.
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey.
Let's go.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Who in this room has the best luck and who has the worst luck?
Ooh. I think it's between Hack and Erica for best luck.
Yeah, I feel like I've had pretty good luck. Yeah.
Erica's on a streak.
Which is terrifying, as we've talked about.
Oh, my God.
When's it going to end?
It's not. It will end now if you don't stop manifesting the end of it.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I feel very lucky in life, but I don't feel lucky in, like, contests or something. Like, I don't, like, win. It's like, draw this lucky number. It's like, I don't do well
but
in
you're,
that.
But you also just don't do them, right? Because you're, like, have that preemptive, I'm not going to win, so I'm not going to do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You miss 100% of the shots you don't take, Wayne Gretzky, Michael Scott.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't know.
And then you think it's me and you on bad luck there, Aaron?
I unfortunately think that Aaron might have the worst luck.
Yeah.
So there's this dude who won. He went to a casino and he got on a winning streak. He was not just winning. He was winning jackpots.
Yeah. Did they arrest him?
No.
Oh.
He was at the Seminole Hard Rock and Casino in Florida. He won 389 jackpots in one day.
What?
Yeah.
How quick was he playing?
I don't know. I guess he just kept staying there, and probably he just kept getting on bigger machines. Like, he won $99,000 or more on five different slot machines during the day. And then on one slot machine, he won $170,000. So for a total of $1.8 million while he was there.
How is that even possible?
Because he just hit this lucky streak. Do you know what I mean?
And did not walk away. Not walk away from that. If I win one jackpot, I'm like, I'm done. I've pushed all of my luck. Yeah. I've used all of my luck for today.
So you think luck has a value?
Limit. Yes, for sure.
Yeah, but does bad luck have a limit? Because sometimes it seems like it doesn't.
Oh, yeah.
Are you kidding me? You're telling me
it's always like bad things come in threes.
No, I've had days where it comes in like 300.
Mm. Well, maybe you were manifesting that.
Yeah.
As I get more into the manifesting thing, it's like, have you ever noticed that, like, you spill coffee on your thing and then you go to grab a wipe, but you stub your toe on your way to that, and then the water's scalding, and it's like, you called that on yourself. You called it down. You can call in the bad luck. The trick is to learn how to call in the good luck and win 389 times.
No, that's pretty crazy.
Yeah, I can't believe the casino, usually they like tap you on the shoulder and they're like, yeah, you're good. Here.
But he's playing a game of chance. He's not
playing the slots.
Oh. Yeah, he's playing slots. If you're playing cards, then they're like, you're counting cards, you're out.
Mm-hmm.
But he's lucky. I want to talk to people who are that lucky. They've got an Aaron streak of like...
Woo! Okay, to be fair, I don't feel like Aaron's like unlucky day to day. I just think you've been dealt a few harder cards in life. Yeah.
Rough couple of decades.
Three to be specific.
Sure, shouldn't be funny.
Didn't you just turn 30? Yeah.
That's her point.
Oh my God. Like, we want to hear the luckiest people who you've just had some incredible things happen to you. Like, even like fate or whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
Or the flip side of it. So good luck, bad luck. We want your lucky stories. 303-222-5423. You can call or text.
It's nothing like winning $1 million. Mm-hmm. But back when I was in middle school, I guess, I was really, really obsessed with American Idol. Okay, like obsessed to a point of like, is she okay? Like, what's going on there?
Okay. I mean, that was when it was good.
It was big. It was crazy. And this one season, I was so into it that my mom bought us tickets to go to the tour. And we had the nosebleeds of all nosebleeds. And I don't know what happened, but a Pop-Tart walked up to us.
Just a
what? I have this dream all the time.
Pop-Tart mascot came up and was like, well, the person with the Pop-Tart was like, we would like to upgrade your seats. I mean, our backs were on the wall.
On the
like we were
the,
in like
yes.
the end of the arena and we got moved up to like third row.
Shut up.
Wow. And as like a kid obsessed, I think I had made shirts. Like I was just like, I get to watch a concert from here. Like we didn't buy those tickets ever. So wow.
That's what I feel about Taylor Swift and like the hat kids on the Eras Tour.
Yes.
Those are some lucky kids.
Those are.
Can we have any context as to why it was a Pop-Tart who delivered the good
news? I think that Pop-Tart was like a sponsor of the tour. But it was the year that Blake Lewis was the runner-up. So I believe Jordan Sparks was the winner.
Wow.
I thought I was going to marry Blake Lewis.
Oh, my God.
So
I would have married the Pop-Tart.
Yeah, look, like, I want to talk about, we did this in Stupid Stories a long time ago. That dude who was in China who got hit.
Oh, yeah.
By three cars
in like seven minutes.
Yeah. He was standing in a crosswalk. Somebody hit him. And then another car, like he's laying there and another car is like,
and he lived.
He did live. And then they're just waiting for.
Might be time to step aside, buddy. Like, you keep getting hit in the same spot.
So then a car pulled over to talk to him.
And hit.
No, he pulled over and was like, are you okay?
Oh.
Like, I want to make sure you're okay. So he blocked other people from hitting him. Thank God. After he got hit the second time, he blocked other people from hitting him.
Except.
And then a car slammed into the back of that car, which forced the car to hit him.
It's so bad.
That is the kind of luck.
The man was a Pop-Tart.
Yeah.
All right. Do you have one hack?
Yeah, I have a pretty lucky experience. You were all there for it, kind of. We were at like a big radio conference, and not to mention the competitor, but Bobby Bones. You may have heard of him. Big name. He was there, and so I went up to him just to tell him that I liked his speech, but I liked his Jordans, his Travis Scott Jordans, even more. And he just said, "Cool, you want them?"
He literally was standing at the elevator, took his shoes off and handed them to me.
I tried to give him my shoes as like, well, let me trade you. And he's like, no. And I was like, well, will you sign them for me? He's like, no, that'll ruin them. Just wear them. And
it is pretty cool.
He just walked away in his socks.
They're Travis Scott, dude. If you know Air Jordans, Travis Scott.
Oh, they're expensive.
Super expensive.
I don't know why he did that. It was super lucky. I didn't even ask him. I was just like.
He was under the influence of something. A little something.
I just think also maybe he was like, that's nice. Someone came and complimented me on something other than like, you're good on the radio.
Right.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. Or I'm just lucky.
Or that.
If you're the luckiest human, good or bad, we'd like to hear your story. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're looking for people who've been lucky.
Yeah. Or unlucky.
Yes. In whatever form luck presented itself to you.
I guess we're just looking for people then.
Yes. Jason?
Yeah.
Yeah. Lucky. Yeah. Bad or good?
Lucky.
Yeah,
it's
what
all
happened?
Bad and it's all good. Lucky. I don't know. Lucky. I won $20,000 last year. I still have $10,000 of it. Lucky. Met a beautiful girl. She's driving me nuts, but I still love her. Lucky? Yeah, bad or good?
Was that a haiku?
I feel like you won the poetry contest for sure.
I just got like bamboozled.
It's actually lyrics from a song that I wrote. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Okay, so are you still with this woman?
Oh, yes, sir.
Okay.
Most beautiful girl on the earth. Crazy as hell, but
okay.
Gotta love her.
I hope a love like that finds me. Wow.
A crazy person?
Well, say you love him.
Who takes half of your money?
Aaron, who's in a relationship?
Yeah, that got dark real fast. Thank you for the call, Jason. Someday I hope to understand what you said. Yeah.
Did anyone else feel like we were being pranked?
Yeah.
A little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Why did you just look at us like that?
Let's find the guy who screened the call and have a word with him.
Yeah.
Because they say one thing to me and then they just say whatever the hell when they get to you guys.
Oh my gosh.
Nate.
Yo!
Lucky, bad or good.
See, I didn't tell him to say that.
What do you got?
I bumped into Ed McCaffrey at a gas station in Greeley, Colorado. And
and I didn't even have to ask. He just offered to sign the Bronco hat that I was wearing.
Oh, that's cool.
Who is that?
Wide receiver from back in the day.
Oh, legend.
Legend.
Yeah.
And his...
Absolutely.
He's now spawned the
he's
future
Christian
of the...
Christian McCaffrey's dad?
Yes!
Mm. Oh, my God!
Yes! He's spawned... And, the,
and
that's
he has,
not
like,
the,
a bunch of training camps, too.
Hey, by the way, Christian's not the only kid who can ball.
Okay, I'm sorry.
There's more coming, for sure. Even though, yeah.
And I lived on 14th Avenue. UNC was behind me, so I got to see Elway, Caffrey, all those guys play and practice right behind my house.
That's really cool.
Whoa.
You are a lucky dude.
Yeah.
When it comes to that. I just want to point out one tiny little thing. Was that D-bag-ish of Ed?
I was wondering that, too.
It's like, oh, I noticed you're wearing a hat.
I'll sign it.
It's like...
Did you...
He's gone.
Tell him...
Oh.
I'll answer for him.
Did I was just... Okay.
First, I got to do the car noise.
Did you happen to ask Ed, why am I speaking in a voice? I'm just curious if he like made it clear that he knew who he was. Like if they were chatting and then he's like, hey, I'll find the hat.
Well, cause it's happened to Slacker before where people are like, will you take a picture?
Shut up. Don't do this to me.
And he's like, sure. And they're like, no, of
like,
us.
Like, will you take the photo?
Hold the phone and take it.
They were
it.
Like, can we get a picture? And then I went and put my arms around both of them. Because I had just taken 100 pictures and both of their shoulders like did that weird thing. Like, why is this man touching us? And I was like, you met.
Did they not acknowledge that they knew who you were before this?
No. Because I was at Ball Arena and I was taking pictures with all these different people. And they're like, hey, can we get a picture? And I'm like, sure. And then it was like,
oh no.
Yeah. And then I signed their boob.
Okay. I'm done with you.
Brenda?
Yay.
Yay. Lucky, bad or good, lucky. What happened to you?
Best lucky. So I was traveling with my buddies around Europe and I missed the train. All my friends made the train. I missed the train. I was sitting there in the... I know. Best accident of my life. I'm sitting there waiting for the next train. I'm going to catch up with my friends. It's not the end of the world. I'm not panicking, but I am definitely bored in a train station and sitting there because I don't want to miss the next one. And some guy walked up to me and started chatting me up. And we are going to be married for 5 years.
Shut your mouth!
That happens, people.
What? So if you got on the train with them, you would have never met the love of your life.
Exactly. Best kind of lucky.
So all my single people, I want you to go miss a train today.
That doesn't work like that.
I don't even go anywhere.
You can't force the fate. I don't think you can force the fate.
It no, but I get a lot of texts when people are going to airports and they're like, I'm going to sit next to a cute guy at a bar.
No, because you didn't even know you were sitting next to a cute guy.
I know, he looked like a... You didn't force the fate.
You can't force the fate. Brenda, that is
amazing. Be open-minded when you're out there. You never know.
Did you get on the next train, or did you just stay with him and fall madly in love?
I mean, I definitely stayed through an extra ride. But eventually, actually, he ended up coming with me. We just didn't get there when we were supposed to. So,
oh my God, that's
so cute.
That's
so cute.
I want to watch the rom-com about this.
Okay.
It's awesome.
Thank you.
I love my life.
Thank you for the call, Brenda. Maggie?
Yay, guys.
Yay. Lucky, bad or good, what happened?
Oh my gosh. This is kind of funny. So I got all the lottery numbers right. However, However, I have them in the wrong order.
No. Nothing? You don't have them in the order?
Oh, it's some of the lotteries. I don't think the Colorado stuff, but there are ones where you have to, there, yes.
What are the odds?
And you have to get the Powerball right.
Oh.
Yeah,
you do.
I see. You got to get that one over there. You got to get the...
No.
Did you keep playing?
Can you like cut them out and like...
I think the barcode on the ticket
forgot about that.
Aaron's like, thank you to our friends at Colorado Lottery. That's Aaron who's trying to commit fraud.
I don't know.
Oh my God. I know people who like have played the same numbers as they do like their kids' birthdays.
Yeah.
Like, you do 3 and then 28 and like, blah, 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 and then the, like, they just gave it up and like 3-4 months later it hit.
No.
And then you're just like,
I feel the same way about Wordle. That's why I just, because my word,
because you
start
want
with,
your first word,
yes,
to
it's
hit.
Like, someday this is gonna be, I'm gonna get it on the first try.
So has, you would have been a multimillionaire. No. And now you just won some money, Maggie. A little bit of money.
I won $100.
Yeah.
Ooh.
You know what? It's better than zero.
It's more than what I paid for the ticket.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's our girl.
I would frame the ticket. That's kind of, that's like a, that's a really funny story.
I failed in a flashy way.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9. Time once again for news or nope.
News. News.
No. No.
News.
No.
News.
No.
Our only real hope is to decide. This is news or nope.
Just like any good newsroom, nothing like watching the reporters run around scrambling. Erica doesn't have a story.
I sure don't.
So it's like, you can just see the network news. There's Lester Holt going, give me something! We're live! Go! Go!
No, you know what?
So I think...
there's plenty of stories I could do, but I'm trying to find the right one.
Nobody save her.
Fine. We can just sit here and... do this. They have stories. Good evening.
Good evening.
Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Tis the season of allergies.
Yeah, you sound like
this.
Hell.
I'm so stuffy.
Are you sure you don't have something?
I tested negative for everything. It's just I'm a weak link when it comes to allergies.
Thanks for noticing.
She you are really hyped.
If you're coming to kill the show, just know that Aaron will be the wounded caribou you get first.
So Shrek 5 has been... pushed back. Sorry to everyone.
Because of allergies?
No, no, no. That was a side note. Sidebar.
Aaron, you don't get to do two
I wanted to explain why I sound
okay.
the way I do.
Wait, I'm dying.
Pushed back because of allergies?
Well, like maybe nobody can do the voice work because they don't want like donkey sound like, wait.
In the morning, right. We'll make a waffle.
It's been delayed from December of 2026 to June of 2027.
Ugh. This is Shrek 5?
Yeah.
Wait, from 2026 to 2027? No!
Yeah. I don't even know why there's a Shrek 5, to be completely honest.
I'm gonna go.
I don't know that I've seen anything
Shrek
more than Shrek
3. After?
No.
What's in Shrek 2? I don't remember anything
Shrek
after
Shrek 2 is the dragon and donkey.
Oh,
they have kids.
Oh, yeah, and they fall in love. Mm-hmm.
That's where he goes to meet her parents. Is that in 2?
Who goes to meet
Shrek?
Yes, with the fairy godmother.
To the far, far away.
Oh, yeah,
and
she has
far,
that amazing like performance.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
The fairy godmother.
Yeah.
With Prince
she
Charming,
does I Need
yeah.
a Hero.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm not the gumdrop buttons.
It's Shrek 3 where they go to the castle. And then the little kid
nope.
goes.
Nope, 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 nope. I let this go as long as I could as a professional broadcaster, but shut up. My God.
I feel like you're wrong, but that's okay.
Nopes aren't vetoable.
Okay.
Actually, let's make a rule. Nopes are vetoable if two of you, like, use your nope on me. You want to keep talking about Shrek?
No.
There's
that
one.
Count. That doesn't. No, 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 no.
There's two. Keep no. going.
That's not what I meant.
Okay, who's going?
Good evening.
Good evening.
In Shrek 5 news.
He's... No, you're not. No.
Okay. Soccer legend Cristiano Ronaldo has finally proposed to his longtime girlfriend since about 2017.
Wow.
Georgina Rodriguez. Now, have you seen The Ring?
Ugliest thing I've ever seen.
Okay.
Is that the one you were holding up yesterday?
Yeah. Yes.
Experts say it cost roughly, probably, they don't know, but they say probably about $5 million for that thing. And it is, we can put a picture up on our stories or something.
For sure. It is unwearable.
It's so big. It's
like, it's like a Super
fake.
Bowl ring.
Literally
it's stupid.
Unwearable.
It's larger than a Super Bowl ring.
But
yeah.
It's
what's
not
the,
a flex
what's the
to
point?
Get right.
What's the point of that?
Mm.
Might as well like mount a Lamborghini on a ring. It's like, yay, thank you for the expensive thing, but it's stupid.
Yeah.
It's very big.
There's a point where too big is too big.
I know. I get that a lot.
I didn't mean
that's
with
what I
rings.
Always say.
I meant with rings.
You want it too big.
Let's keep talking about this, TX. Okay. See if anybody wants to use a nope on our too big conversation. How many times have you heard that's too big?
No, I'm usually...
Slacker, you can't just ask someone that.
It's never.
All right. Good evening. I am
good evening.
Gonna go ahead and talk about Taylor Swift real quick.
Oh my God. Okay.
I know. I just do want to point out that so there was like a playlist that popped up once she kind of announced that there was a new album coming. It was in Times Square. The playlist is called "And Baby, That's Show Business for Ya." And everyone thinks that's a lyric. And I just wanted to make sure that everyone knew about that. Was that not good enough?
So, Shrek 5.
Her lack of story means there's more story to be
had. The change of Shrek 5 coming out.
I'm sorry.
That it doesn't need to
that
compete.
That has been noped, and you can't start a new thing without saying the magic words.
Good evening. I've got another one. Couples who do this one thing together apparently have, you know, better, happier relationships. It's a nasty habit.
Oh,
fart in front of each other.
Not that
nasty.
One.
Nasty. Oh, not like that.
It's the weird.
I just made eye contact with Tiak while he did something that was weird. Want to see again.
I made eye contact with you making eye contact with him.
I
feel dirty. I need a shower.
That was yucky.
What were you doing there?
Do it to him.
Nasty.
Okay, yeah.
He bit his bottom lip.
Can somebody use their nope just on T-Hack specifically?
Do you want me to tell you what it is?
Find out tomorrow.
No!
One thing married couples can do.
Or just couples in general.
Couples in general to
bad
keep themselves
habit.
Together. Oh, it's a bad habit.
It's a nasty habit.
Nasty habit. Eat with their hands.
Is it something with zits? Is it like popping their zits?
It's a nasty.
No, nasty is the wrong word.
Smoke.
No, it should be bad habit.
Drink.
No.
Damn.
Do I need to remind you? You are not one half of a couple. It's ready?
Yeah. No, yeah. I really want to guess it.
You're not. You're way off.
It's a bad habit.
Bite your fingernails?
No. Sleep in. Like stay in bed. Like don't. Like take a day.
Like stay bedrock? On your
bed rot. Bed rot. Yes.
What were you saying? No.
I was gonna say like stay on your phone with in front of your partner.
That's such a good one, but no, because this is about being happier.
Oh, I missed that part. Sorry.
It makes them happier. Saw each other in half in a magic act.
Okay, I'm gonna tell you, it's gossip.
Oh
no, that is bad.
I know. I really hate it. I don't really like gossip.
What? So they tell you to like
really good.
Sit at the dinner table and just
yap.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
no.
What did you get married for? Yeah, that's what it's about.
All right, go back to Shrek talk. This is stupid.
Okay. So who's it gonna be?
No.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Am I a bad influence?
Yes. Okay. Searching for a high of... Oh.
For what?
Did you want
to
say?
For my son. I think it's starting to come out that I'm... I'm bad for him, I think.
This is very strange of you to say because... Are you fishing?
I have one guess of what it could be.
I'm just saying this. Everyone, it's universally known in this room, in the texts, that Tiak is just this perfect husband, a perfect father. They have this little nuclear family, one boy, one girl, perfect age gap. Everything about him is just like, ugh. And then
so
he comes
sorry
on
it
here.
Upsets
and,
you.
Well, no, it's fine. Yeah. But then you come in, it's like Margot Robbie coming into a room going, am I pretty? And you're like, Margot. Shut up. Of course you're pretty.
Okay. All right, well, that was my next question.
No, but I mean...
You don't have any guesses of what this could be?
What Tiak is doing...
Erica does. That's what I'm very like, what is it?
I'm sitting on it, guys.
You think...
I have one guess of the only thing I could think of that he might feel he's being a bad influence.
I don't have a guess. I know, like, his hoarding, his anxiety.
It's none of
those. No, it's not shoe related.
I think it might be shoe related.
It's not, because he said that he, Leo, will just like run around, crease his shoes, and he hates it, but he's letting his kid be a kid.
Thank you. Yes. I silently cringe inside. Yeah, but
as a bad influence, he's probably poking him every once in a while.
No.
Going like,
no.
You guys are missing like the one thing I think could be glaring.
Leo's doing hard drugs. Making meth.
Is it that you eat fast food a lot?
Ooh.
Or ooh, that's I just a good started one. Okay,
well,
a new
one. Sounds like we just opened a whole new can of worms.
Oh, no.
That is a good one, because we go out and we grab burgers a lot. We have our boy time. That the other day our whole family was out and we were like, let's stop at Five Guys. And Leo was like, I go there with Poppy.
Oh,
like, we don't.
Oh, that's so cute.
Kind of like, girls, you don't.
You're not allowed.
I'm like, no, they can come. It's just fine. They can come.
He's like, girls don't eat burgers.
Yeah.
Because your wife, like, cooks real food.
She does, yeah.
She eats, like, foods that are green go into her mouth, not yours.
Right.
Well, and the other thing that I just have to bring up, because I think about it all the time now. We went to Texas, and Leo was like, why are you going to Texas Roadhouse?
He did say that.
No!
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
So the night we got back, they went to Texas Roadhouse.
You're right.
It's...
okay. He was so excited.
I don't even know what they serve at Texas Roadhouse.
Steak.
Okay. Steak. Yeah. And rolls in cinnamon
rolls
butter.
The cinnamon butter. Okay.
I'd move my flight up to get home early.
I would say.
So I could get to Texas Roadhouse.
So if it's not food related, as Erica has fully tried to out you of being a bad influence about that.
Yeah,
that's weird. No.
So my son got invited to go to a friend's house, a little play date. And instantly he's like, I can't wait. He says, but I want to bring something to show him. So he goes up to his room and he's like, I need my little backpack. And he grabs it and he packs it with what I assume like a toy or something he's going to show his friend. So he's ready to go. And my wife goes, well, hold on. What's in the backpack? What are you going to bring to your friend's house? And he's like, oh, nothing.
A gun.
Like, don't leave.
Oh, my gosh. Chill.
I bet I know what it is.
Needles. Hypodermic needles.
No.
Hazel, a dog.
Shoes.
Yeah. No, it was not shoes. Oh. No. It was. So finally, my wife's like, no, what are you bringing? So she opens the backpack and pulls out a pair of underwear because they're 5-year-old boys and underwear is the funniest thing ever. Just underwear. It's hilarious. So he's like, what? I'm going to see my friend. And I'm packing underwear because I'll say, hey, I brought something to show you, and I'll pull out a pair of underwear. Oh, like, it'll be hilarious. And my wife's like, you're not bringing a pair of underwear to your friends. And I'm like, hold on.
Oh, my God.
Hold on.
Hear him out.
Nothing. No.
It's pretty funny.
No,
it's pretty, it's pretty
that's
funny.
Comedy.
What in the world are we doing?
It's pretty funny. It's just like where his head is at. He's like, it'll make my friend laugh. And that's where I'm like, I've ruined him so much that he's thought like, how can I make my, I know, I'll bring my underwear.
He's how old?
He's 5. Yeah.
And he's like.
It's a good bit. It's pretty. See? Slacker knows it's funny.
Slacker's crying.
It's killing me because I live by a mantra that you know.
Uh-huh.
What's
and
that?
It's a really bad mantra.
No,
Erica, I don't think I've ever said out loud to you, I've said some of the most vile things to you.
Yeah.
And then you're like, how did you even think of that? And like, we talked about it the other day. We're on a plane together and I'm playing a flight simulator game and repeatedly crashing the plane.
Yeah.
Just to
imagine my anxiety that day.
Because.
Funny. Always wins.
Oh. Funny always wins.
So actually, T-Hack, I think we solved the answer. Uncle Slacker is the problem.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
We need serial killers to call the show.
Nope. That's actually not what we're asking for.
We're not?
Not quite.
No.
But what if we are a little?
I thought that we were saying if someone you know does something weird that's kind of serial killer.
It can be, or it can be you. You can say that. Yeah. Like, I think I'm a serial killer because I believe this is an okay behavior.
Okay.
Like, I find there are certain foods that you have to eat a certain way, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I know a person, they shall remain nameless, that eats, it's nobody in this room. But when you get a Kit Kat.
I knew you were going to say that. Mm-hmm.
When you get a Kit Kat, what do you do?
You eat it in the layers.
You go, you break off a piece.
You eat it in the layers. Yes. Yes.
You go, and then you eat it.
Yes.
I know a person who unwraps a Kit Kat and goes,
is,
and like eats a bite, like eats a bite of like, so then you've bitten through layers one, two, and a tiny little bit of three. Like,
oh, I hate
what, like,
that.
What, you're a serial killer.
Because
like,
what I do is I, and then.
Do you do the sides first?
I eat, yes. Yes, you eat the sides off. And
then you, go, you might be a serial killer.
No, two of us worse. In the room do it.
Yeah. That's worse.
And then you flip it and you bite that little chocolate layer and then you bite the wafer layer.
And then you split the wafers apart.
Oh my gosh.
I do eat the cookie off the bottom of a Twix first. And then I make a Rolo.
That is weird.
Okay. Said the girl who just mimed corn on the cobbing a Kit Kat.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, what do you have to disassemble it for? I don't understand.
It's just fun. Same with like eating a peanut butter cup.
You know you have to snap it. It's in the song.
But a peanut butter cup, you eat around the outside.
And then
you
guys, the bottom. Okay.
We're only going to get phone calls about how you eat candy bar.
The bottom? Yeah, are so you okay?
So then it's just the peanut butter left.
Oh,
and that's
boy.
The last.
Okay.
Can we, does anybody, I have another one that's food related, but I'm on the wrong side of this one.
Ooh, let's hear it.
Oh.
So you're the serial killer?
I don't. Where I just, it just came to me when I was saying it, you got to break a Kit Kat, but I don't think string cheese has to be eaten that way. I don't think you
just
have
go,
to.
How?
Yeah, you can do, like, sometimes I just want, like, when I take string cheese and I'm skiing, like, I don't want to sit there with my gloves on and be like,
yeah,
Arr.
I mean, you know, that's
just
fair.
Like, you're just like, ah, you just get after it. It's like, and it's but the Kit Kat model you're
why
supposed
the
to.
Why string cheese?
Huh?
Pick a different kind of cheese.
No, but string
the
cheese,
round baby bell cheese.
Yeah.
But string cheese just fits perfectly in like your ski jacket or whatever. And you just get it out on the lift and you're just like, but nobody's got time to like peel. Oh, and man. I remember the horrified look. I'm on a lift at Keystone and the person next to me was just like, it was like watching somebody eat a Kit Kat the wrong way. They were like, are you just, like you're just raw dogging that string cheese? You're just like, just like.
I would try to get the poles of the string cheese as thin as possible.
Okay, that's
okay. Again, the disassembling with the food.
Can I just say this? We want phone calls on moments, things that people do that make them look like a serial killer.
Right.
But I would like them to not all be food related.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Does correct. Anybody in the room have one that's not?
Yeah.
Okay,
Aaron,
what is
go
it?
First, she's more.
So you guys know I go to a lot of concerts. One of the big perks of the job. Every single concert I go to, I have studied the set list. I have screenshots. I have listened
that's
to it in
killer.
Order at least a what? Week in advance.
Yes. That's,
you don't
want to
be
that is serial
surprised?
Killer.
No, that's, I want to know everything.
Exactly. Like, yeah. I want to go to the show and go, I have, and she sits there and is like,
I have seen videos of them at a city before, so I know what they're going to do, what to
that's
what
serial
to film.
Killer. That's crazy.
It's
the
being prepared.
Only time
prepared
I have.
Prepared for a surprise?
The only time I've done something like that is with the Eras tour because there was no like avoiding it if you're on TikTok. Sometimes I look at the encore so I know when to leave.
Oh my
that's
God, you
it.
Guys are-
But I'm not studying. I don't want to know if Niall Horan's going to play my favorite deep cut.
She
Niall,
does.
If you want to tour
and,
again?
And she listens to, she really does on her way to the show.
Really
so she's heard the concert already that day.
So who needs to stay for
that's
it?
What
exactly.
I'm saying.
That's what people would do if you're not going.
Yeah.
Right.
You, in
you're a serial killer.
I love doing that.
I'm going to throw you some string cheese and see what you do. All right. So if you do or you want to rat out a serial killer behavior, we want to hear what it is. 303-222-5423. You can call or text.
I'm a big sit outside guy. Love a good deck, good patio. Love sitting outside. But you ever be at someone's house and like, yeah, well, let's go sit on the deck. And then they just have their socks on and they go outside on concrete.
What are you talking
wearing
about?
Socks.
Are you being serious?
Yeah, serial
someone
killer.
Does that?
Yeah, serial killer. I just saw
turn them in to an FBI profiler
oh my
immediately.
Gosh. I thought we were going to go at what? It.
I guess
you
you're
put no. shoes on or you go barefoot.
Yes,
outside
yes.
is not a sock-only area. You
on the,
psychopath.
On the porch, on the deck, sure.
Yeah,
no, you're ruining your
this.
Socks. You're not touching the earth.
I wouldn't go
what
in the garage with wearing socks.
I would argue I am outside in just socks more often than barefoot.
I don't even know
actually,
you.
Actually, I know
I honestly
for
don't
a
think I know
fact.
You anymore.
What?
I why?
I gotta
how?
Protect my toesies. Argue with that.
Okay, touche.
Put shoes on then.
I don't have time.
Or just be barefoot. Yeah, if you're out.
Because you
walk out. But I already got my
my socks
okay, but wait, 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 wait. What if there's water? Like, now you have a wet sock.
Okay, then when I get...
Who can live with a wet sock? What are you doing? You're running this risk that is so unnecessary. It makes me hurt.
Okay, well, when I get inside, then if I stepped in water, I will take the sock off.
Yeah.
Why don't you just but take would it off you, before so, you win?
You would come home, take your shoe off, go walk around in the backyard with your socks, and then if you had to run somewhere, would you just put your shoes right back on? On those old, dirty, dingy.
That's not a common issue. Probably. Because I usually would leave my socks on, and then if like Swanson's got to go out and I don't have time to grab shoes and I'm just trying to get him out, then I go out in my socks, and then yeah, I'd leave.
That is the craziest thing. Like, Kit Kat is 15th underneath what you're talking about right now. That is so serial killer. You don't go outside. You go outside in everything or nothing. Period.
Really?
Not
so
halfway.
You go outside either fully clothed or nude.
No.
Oh, well, you said it's all or nothing.
Yeah, everything or nothing, slacker.
I know a person. Let me just run this by you. I know a person went to a Rockies game with this person.
Okay.
Got a bag of peanuts and they were like, threw the whole peanut in their mouth and were like,
and they ate the shell.
Oh yeah.
That feels like a digestive problem.
That's exactly what your sock thing feels like to me. Yes. It's exactly the same.
It's not, though. I'm not putting like shards into my stomach.
I don't know.
Maybe police, into my
police
feet,
are
though.
On their way. They will be talking to you because clearly you're hiding something under the floorboards.
How many dead bodies are there across the United States? Some in California, Utah, Nashville.
I don't want to step on a bug barefoot.
Yep. But you're going to squish it into your sock, you psychopath. What are we
it's
talking
just
about?
Extra protection.
Okay, we need to take a break.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean you and I.
Okay. I'll see you next fall.
All right. If you want to out some sort of serial, I promise to not be this animated at all of these.
Sure.
Probably. Serial killer behaviors. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're looking for serial killers or just weird serial killer behavior. Like, Erica does a walk around outside in socks.
And yeah, no problem with it.
At least two people on the show find that so offensive that we want to boot her off the show. Mm-hmm. Apparently texts are...
Yeah, a text saying, socks five ever, I will die on this hill. We have a text saying, me too, Erica. We have someone else saying, damage a sock. How cheap are you guys? So, and none, by the way. Well, one text says, I don't even own a pair of socks, which, you know, I'm a little worried about that person.
Yeah.
So you admit it does damage the sock.
Yeah.
I don't. That wasn't me.
Oh, the texter does. It's no.
Before we get to the calls, there was a point where you and Aaron both shrieked about a text.
Yeah.
What is the serial killer text?
It says, I've been told I'm a serial killer because I love sleeping in jeans.
Oh.
My whole body tensed up.
What? Can you imagine?
What are you doing? What?
I don't want to be wearing jeans right now.
Yeah.
So if they were out at the lake all day in a bikini or their shorts or whatever, they'd get home and go like...
I jeans. Guess so.
That's the craziest thing I've ever heard.
In my- take a nap in jeans.
Let me slip into something a little more comfortable.
What?
My jeans.
Patrick?
Die.
Serial killer.
If I'm found unresponsive, start with my daughter. That's she. She takes the Oreo cookie, takes one side off, flips back and eats it.
She does what with it?
She takes one side of the Oreo, takes it off, flips it over, and puts it back, and then we'll eat it.
Huh.
And so she doesn't want that texture. She wants the smooth
the cookie on the top.
And I tell her, you know, sweetie, they make it like that for a reason, and she looks you in the face and say they're wrong.
Do they make it like that for a reason?
Wait, what would that reason be?
I don't know.
Soak up the milk?
I think the reason would be, like, for the logo.
Pretty sure Jeffrey Dahmer did the same thing.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, okay. I'm not gonna lie.
I would hospitalize your daughter. That's what I would do.
Sometimes I'll take the cookie off, but that's because I'm eating the cookie part because the cream's my favorite. Yeah. So it's like that delayed gratification. But
that's what I do.
But you put it back the other way.
You're like making a custom Oreo.
Yeah. On both.
She flipped it.
You can't flip. You can't flip the second one because it's not the. You can't. that thing will only come off of one side.
One side.
Yeah, yeah. She only flips the one.
Yeah, that's crazy. Okay. Yeah. So which lip does she give the flat one to? Is that a top lip or a bottom lip?
Yeah. The flat side goes down on her tongue.
Okay, flat side goes down on the tongue.
So it's totally
I get it. Yeah, it's a texture thing. Thank you. Because I did see a text or something. It was like when we started this, somebody eats their toast butter side down. So you like pick it up and then like go,
That's
so the butter,
insane to me.
I don't want it dripping down me.
No. I know, but also
how
you're getting the butter straight
to
the tongue.
On your toast. Butter.
There's something I remember eating the cinnamon brown sugar toast and turning it upside down because then it just directly, the cinnamon
like you
hits
get a hit.
Your tongue.
You get a hit.
Oh.
It's not, it's crazy if you see it, but if you're alone in a room, maybe do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Danielle?
Yay.
Yay.
Serial killer talk. What's your behavior?
It's my neighbor, and he walks his black cat at all hours of the night in the middle of the road and, like, plays defense like a basketball player guarding him from vehicles.
So and is the cat on a leash?
Driveway, like, unleashed?
In my driveway. No, he just lets him roam.
What?
It and sounds like he's asking
pull
for
pull into
the
my
cat
driveway, and the cat is under my car, and he yells at me for pulling into my driveway. And he's very creepy.
You might need to move.
Yeah.
I was thinking like he's a good cat owner, you know?
No.
To walk your cat? If you have an outside cat, you just let him be an outside cat.
No.
You don't go with
him. My sister-in-law, I love her dearly. They have a stroller for their two hairless cats.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. And it's a black cat.
Which is the first problem.
Yeah. And there's two of them.
Yep.
And they go on a stroller.
Yeah, no,
they
nothing
didn't learn from their first mistake.
Guinevere and Percival.
Oh, my Lord.
Okay.
Thank you for the call. Real quick, what was the one about the dad and the...
I have another one I should read. The dad one was, my dad used to always change into pajamas right when he got home from work.
Yeah.
I see no problem with this.
That's psychotic. A woman, a girl can do it. A woman can do it. Something about a guy coming home and putting on pajamas. Yeah. I don't know.
You don't like the idea of like him wearing like a matching set?
No, I didn't know.
What if it's like gray sweatpants and an oversized shirt?
No.
You want him to just be uncomfortable all day? You want him to just, nap in jeans?
Dad's got to be ready. For something. He can't come in.
And he's ready in his PJs.
Would your father have done? No way. No way.
My dad?
Yeah.
Oh. My dad wore clothes till the second he went to bed in his tidy whities. And when crap hit the fan, he came out in those tidy whities. Yeah. And if you were the most hardened criminal, you dropped it and you ran.
Yeah.
Because there's a crazy man whose skin is as white as his underwear. Gosh,
that sounds like my dad to this day.
Okay.
One last text. When at Home Depot or Lowe's, I can't help myself from going to the appliance section, looking at large freezers, and wondering how many bodies I could fit in it. Mm.
Okay, that's maybe too.
So I'm
going
to report this number.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
Nine.
I don't know what's going on. I might have to have a cognitive test. But I'm so excited for the diary every day, but I somehow forget because yesterday was another one that was a little short.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I've forgotten what happened.
What's funny is I feel like the bigger gaps in her writing, it feels like bigger gaps for us.
I know. Yes. It feels like so long ago that we read. So
we jumped from February to July 4th yesterday, and we read July 4th.
And July 4th is sort of the beginning of their relationship.
Because that's when they met.
When Mike first knocked the writer off her chair with a volleyball or something.
Right. Yes. So she was talking about, you know, 1 year, he has plans, but
that's right, he threw
her a surprise birthday party in June. And then she randomly dropped like, oh, and I'm going back to school in the fall. Oh,
that's right, because they have dual incomes now that they're living together. So she's found that she's got more time. But it's great, but like...
Or is she quitting her job at the bank?
That's what I was going to ask. It's like, because she got a promotion at the bank, so she's moving up the ranks there. Is this... going back to school to get her even higher at the bank, or is she going back to become something
I don't know,
completely different?
I did tease you guys that the good news was we're in the same month.
Okay, so the last one was July 4th.
It was.
Okay.
This is July 30th. So like 3 weeks later. You ready?
Yeah, I got to get my paper out for notes.
Okay. I'm only writing this down because I want to remember exactly how I feel at this exact moment. Oh my God, did he propose? I want to remember the tightness in my chest, and I imagine this is what having a heart attack feels like.
Oh God.
Ruh-roh, sounds like anxiety, but I'm not having a heart attack. I wish I was having a heart attack. Dear God, please kill me with a heart attack.
What is going on?
I believe that curiosity killed the cat. Mm-hmm. I really do. I also think waiting must have killed somebody else. Okay, the handwriting got real weird here.
Having an anxiety attack of some sort. Of course she's writing like a psycho.
I'm about to have one if you don't hurry up and read.
Maybe the tiger, they're hunters.
Okay, I'm just saying what I think she's doing. It's like curiosity killed the cat and like something,
have killed something else. Maybe the tiger, it looks like they're hunting. They're still cats. I don't know exactly what she's saying there, but we'll keep going.
Okay.
I have to keep it together. I want to remember how I feel at this moment. I feel sad and alone and my chest hurts and I must tell someone what has happened and what is going on and how I feel. How do I feel? I want to remember the chest pain and the waiting and the fact that later I'll feel the hangover and the sad will still be there.
Please, for the love of God, don't tell me that.
What?
It.
Hold on. Can I see the line that you're struggling with?
Yes. And I just saw the beginning of the next entry and I do not want you to see that.
Okay.
Okay. The thing that we'll take a picture of this and put on stories and everything. It's
in here.
So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's a tough one.
Okay. Let me
grab it and run away. Grab it.
No! I'll tackle you.
She's having a
curiosity killed the cat. So it feels like she got, but then she's like, but waiting killed everything else or something.
Oh, she's saying she's waiting for something.
It's like waiting killed the tiger or something.
I believe that curiosity killed the cat. I really do. I also think waiting must have killed something else.
Yeah, we got that. And then
maybe
it's this,
the tiger.
But it's still a cat or something.
It's so nutty.
I have a guess, but I don't want to say it.
Don't say it because you've read this before.
Yeah, but I don't even remember what happened yesterday, for Christ's sake.
I know. I the next line at the top of the next page says what it is. So I'm going to say nothing.
Yeah, you got to close that, Aaron.
Yeah. Mm. She's on the page before.
Yeah. I'm trying to read that sentence.
So but then she said the hangover. So yeah, I was like, she getting flat? Like, part of me says, curiosity killed the cat's like she snooped in his phone. But this is 20 years ago.
Email. AIM. Instant Messenger.
Yeah, she did. Like, she snooped in something and now she's just like her chest is tight and like the waiting to confront him or something is the thing. Like it's so.
Oh my gosh, did he cheat with Kim?
No. Kim's out of the picture. I think when they moved.
Oh, yeah, because this is like so long later.
We're literally a year into this diary.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Or could it be something with the finances maybe? Because now they're combined. She mentioned the dual income. Right. She's going back to school. Maybe she dug further in and he doesn't have as much money as she thought. Or I don't, maybe something like that. If it's not cheating.
I want to ask you off the air.
I know.
I want to ask you here, but people will be mad.
Yeah. And I don't want to spoil anything. And I swear I didn't try to read it. It was just there.
We've recently traveled together.
Mm-hmm.
And we all started this new thing where we can kind of read each other's thoughts.
Yeah.
Is it? It is, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, TBD.
I'm not as good at it yet as you are.
Oh my God. Sorry, I'm knocking things off because I'm so excited. Okay. So something has got her chest pounding. She's in the throes of whatever.
She's for sure having an anxiety attack.
And unless somebody wants to use their veto, I think I'm not going to use mine.
I've already used mine. Otherwise I would.
Me and Hack left.
Don't do
no,
it.
All right.
I have a guess too.
So we'll
No one read my mind.
So we'll find out what the attack is. We will find out because you already know, right? We will find out what this anxiety attack is about tomorrow.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I need to know, are you guys the kind of people who, when you're in a club, you don't want to let somebody else in the club?
You got me. I'm not in a club.
You're in club. You're definitely in this club.
Are we talking
club? Like, no, not that kind of club. Like if you're in a group.
That's what I thought too.
No.
I was like, we are not
in the club.
Like if you're in a club and then you just, there's other people and you're like, I don't want them in my club. Like I don't want them to join my group. Like somebody's like, ooh, I want to be in your club. And you're like,
For the most part, I'm very open, very welcoming.
I have this.
Because I think Eric is very exclusionary. I think she's like, in this way of like mostly about me, like I had friends who were like, I love this band. And then you're like, ooh, I kind of like them now. And they're like, don't, because you ruin bands. Like when you start to like it, then they become, you know
what
I mean?
It depends on the person. Like if I'm talking about being in the club of Swifties and then some real weirdo comes in and is like,
I'm so sorry.
I don't know. I don't know how we're going to recover from whatever that, what just happened.
Don't save her.
I was doing like a nerd thing. Oh. Like if they're too intense about it, I don't want them in my club. You got to be nonchalant to get in the club, which is funny for a chalant kind of girl.
Is that what they're calling it now?
Okay. Savant, chalant.
No.
Tomato, tomato, as my friend Josh always says.
Nonchalant.
Got you.
I'm chalant.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, it's weird that you've brought up what you've brought up because.
Are you trying to join my club?
Tiak, I want to say I'm sorry. I held out as long as I could.
What?
But damn it. Like watching her sit next to Travis.
Yes!
And like the way she looked up at him. Like when he's like, she's like, I love that color on you, and he's like,
it matches your eyes,
sweetie. And then she's like, we're about to do an effing podcast. Yeah. And I'm like, Taylor cussed. He was so natural with her. She's so in love with him.
And then him right back, I think.
Yeah, totally.
100%. I don't want this to happen to me. But buddy, it's happening. I'm in.
Welcome to the jungle.
That's what I'm asking is, can I?
Yeah. You guys, in our club, now we can braid each other's hair and talk about it. And I can give you the Easter eggs. And I can make friendship bracelets. There's so much to cover.
I just want to say this.
Didn't he just cover it?
No,
here's the thing. I just want to try to encapsulate my thoughts in like one quick thing. Like Miley Cyrus was Hannah Montana.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then she forced her way into some, like she got on the wrecking ball and always had her tongue out and just tried so hard to be something different.
Yeah.
Taylor just grew up and didn't force any of it. And is like now just said effing podcast.
Right.
Not like, like Miley. She was just natural. And she dated a bunch of little weird actor-y, and now she's just with Travis, and there's just like
embraced it.
Oh my God, I just love
the secrecy of it all. Yeah.
I love their love. I love her. I love where they are. I fell in love. Like,
this is the best news I've gotten in a long time.
No, since Taylor made her announcement, obviously. Okay.
You know what? You have a point there. You have a really good point
there. All it took was for her, she dropped an F-bomb, and you're like, I'm in.
I knew you would try to do this to me, and you can't sway us. Us Swifties can't be swayed. Is that something we could say? Can I say something like that?
Might start verging on the level of maybe I don't want you in my club.
I'll drop an F-bomb, boss. I'll get you back. What do I need to do? Your eyes look good too.
So help me. Let's talk through it.
Here's what I really love about what you're saying is I saw a lot of chatter online that was like, she's going to announce her album on her boyfriend's podcast. And I'm like, she's a genius, first of all. She's doing that on purpose.
Yes.
And I love that instead of you going, NFL is for boys, you're going, I'm in.
I love it.
Yeah.
Anybody who complains about Taylor being on screen time at games, it's maybe 90 seconds per total game. Yeah. And then be mad that they show the kiss cam. Be mad that they show, it's stupid.
Be mad that they outed that couple at the Coldplay concert.
Right, be mad. You're dumb. Taylor Swift is awesome. I'm all
it's the best
in.
Day of our lives.
Yeah.
Stop it, Tiak.
Could
just
you
come in.
Tell me what the name of the album that's going to be coming out is?
Something about a showgirl, the life of a showgirl.
The life of a showgirl.
Do you know who is producing it?
This is a big thing.
Yes.
I don't. I didn't go that far down the rabbit
hole.
You are going
to be so excited.
Is it Antonoff again?
No.
No, and that's a big deal.
Well, doesn't she have different producers on different songs? Or she just has an over. Is it Ryan? It's not Ryan.
No.
Okay.
Mm. But you're getting closer. The Antonoff thing, there's no beef. I don't think there's any issue there.
No, I think
he was
tight.
Busy working with Sabby Sab.
Yeah.
I cannot remember how to pronounce.
Isn't it Max Martin?
Yes, and Shellback.
She's doing Max Martin.
Yes. So the same guy who did
gonna
Red
be
1989.
Pop record
oh,
from
for
hell.
Sure.
Yes, he does Britney, Katie.
Well, do you think that you could have an album called The Life of a Showgirl and then
and
it's
have
like
it not pop?
Well, and then?
And then?
Tiak, you might need to go.
Oh.
I don't think you're going to like this. Because then you start going down the rabbit hole of all the stuff and all the glitter. Like when she has glitter on her face because she writes her pop songs in glitter pen.
Yes. Oh my gosh. You know about glitter pen?
I do now.
I told you about it a year ago.
I wasn't listening. I wasn't one of you.
I wrote my resignation letter in glitter pen. You didn't read that either.
Well.
Oh my God. And is it orange because... This is too rabbit holey.
It does get a little weird.
Because the Chiefs are red and yellow.
Oh, I didn't see
and
that.
And people think that together is
combining.
Orange. I don't know, but I will say the people who are all mad about her announcing this album on the New Heights podcast, I'm think about it. That's where their relationship began. And if this is not an album about falling in love in the spotlight, I'm going to lose it.
Will, genuine question, do you think Travis will be on the album?
Yes.
Will there be an interlude or a skit or something?
No, she doesn't do that.
I know she's not going to sing, will there be
a voicemail.
Doesn't Jason Kelce do that album with the Eagles every year? Maybe she'll have...
He does. There's a Christmas thing
with
Jason.
She was on
does.
It, right? This last year?
Was? I don't think
I
so.
Don't, I think Travis rumors about it.
Jason did a song together, so I guess there's an option. I don't think that.
Are there any other... I didn't mean to steal your.
You took it all. That's
Tay
all
Tay. No, what else is it? Is there anything else?
No. I don't think so. We don't know the day it comes out yet, and she also is holding on to the track list. People are, of course, starting to be like, "It's going to be a double album." She just did that, so I don't think so. But
they're looking at what she's copywriting or trademarking.
Yeah,
and that's kind of giving hints.
Either way, I'm really excited, and I hope it's a lovely
Welcome
album.
Welcome to the club.
Yeah. You're outnumbered, buddy.
It's a lot for 12 new songs.
Dude, this is the greatest day.
It's never enough.
All right. Okay. Anyway, every day at this time, we'll be doing wall to wall Taylor.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
I need to geek out because I'm in a little bit of an argument with Erica.
Oh, well, what else is new?
No. Okay. So there's, I don't know how to say it. Perseid? Perseid?
I think so.
Perseid.
Perseid meteor showers happening for the next couple nights.
Okay.
And it's just, pew, pew, pew. It's like what you see in Star Wars. It's just pew, 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 pew.
They say 100 shooting stars per hour.
Whoa. So cool. Have you guys ever seen shooting stars?
Yeah.
When I was young, before there was electricity.
Okay, Benjamin Franklin.
No, but you know what I mean. There was considerably less. This is what I'm going to fight with Eric about. There is so much light pollution right now. And she's like, just go.
Don't have to go as far as you think.
Yes, you do. You cannot look up. When was the last time you saw the Big Dipper? I remember looking up and going, that's the Big Dipper. That's Orion's Belt. Oh, look, there's the Little Dipper. Harder to see. But if you follow Orion's Belt, blah, blah, blah.
You know, looking out this window, I'm realizing we don't have many hills. in the area.
Okay. What, you think you get on a hill and you get away from lights?
Growing up in the town I was in, my best friend lived at the top of this hill, and we watched the meteor shower from there.
No way. Yeah, like,
and we weren't even that young. This was like high school, I think.
I'm saying there are foothills like in Boulder, but the light of Boulder, it will just...
Well, then Boulder's the wrong choice.
What's any hills like around Denver?
What about like, is there any foothills near like Parker? Or like...
Ooh, no, Parker's too lit up.
Yeah.
I don't think that's true.
I promise you, if you live anywhere and can still hear this...
I'm trying to think of like the Ken Carroll... area.
Yeah.
That's kind of like
go to South Valley Park.
Yeah.
I don't think you could see it.
1,000%.
303-222-5423. Tell us where you look up. If you live somewhere or you know somewhere close that you can look up and see stars. I live in the sticks. I live out by Brighton. I can't see stars at my house.
Okay, but are you looking when all the lights are off around you?
Like, you turn the lights off at your house, but there's still street lamps. There's DIA.
You can't make
the
airport turn off their lights.
Yeah, okay. Like, then you can't do it close. I'm telling you, if you drove 45 minutes into the mountains, boom.
We got to do this tomorrow. Go outside your house. You're not going to be able to see anything.
No.
Go to King Carl.
No, I live in a very lit up area.
You're not that
there's
far
no
from
way.
King Carl. Go there. You won't be able to see.
Well, I don't want to go there alone.
Oh,
but and also, what time of night are we talking? I'm usually asleep.
It's actually more like 3 a.m. But like,
yeah,
it's like,
so 3 a.m. is no good for me.
But all night, it's all night. But it gets.
I promise you, and feel free to call if I'm wrong or text if I'm wrong. If you went to like South Valley Park, which is like Littleton area, there's nothing there.
I don't even think I could go to the mountains and see it because you get like you're on roads.
Absolutely could.
Where?
Yeah, you're DeLulu.
Where?
Twin Lakes. That's about 2 hours from where I live, though.
I'm not
so that's
looking
very
to
far.
Go 2 hours.
Okay, then go.
Can I go towards Lyman? Can I go to Strasburg? Can I go to...
But isn't that kind of your point? Or you're saying, like, when you were a kid, you just go outside and, there's the stars.
Yes.
And now it's like, well, if you drive 2 hours or if you drive 45 minutes, and it's like, what happened?
I don't know what happened because we had street lamps. I'm not 100 years old, but there's just...
You grew up in Longmont?
So much, yeah.
The horses would come by.
I wonder if in Longmont it's still visible.
You absolutely cannot.
I don't think you're going outside and looking up at the sky enough.
Are you going outside?
Okay, step one. No, I go outside. I look up. Yeah. I promise you. I'm just saying, the last time I saw stars really clearly, this is going to sound so pretentious, was Maui. Because if you get just a little bit outside of the city of...
Yeah.
Like, outside of Kanapali...
How far are you willing to travel?
I don't want to have to drive 3 hours. What, like you're...
Two?
Did you chat GPT this, you nerd?
Browns Canyon is about 2 hours southwest,
yes.
And it's excellent.
2 hours southwest, so you got to leave at one and get back at five.
Or the Mount Evans Trailhead, which is about 1 hour.
Okay, but just say this. Tell me this.
What?
Who's right, me or Erica?
I think meet in the middle.
Nope.
Yep, I'm with
Aaron. She's like, you don't have to go that far. An hour is far.
An hour is far, but you've chosen to live in a big city. That's why you can't see the stars.
Tiak?
I don't know. Just stay out of Parker, whatever you do.
That's
we
what
don't want you.
If please text in. I will go. Just if you send me your address and you can see stars, I'll be at your house at 3 a.m. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I've been thinking about this for a few days, and I didn't know quite how to phrase it. But I, and you guys are all going to go, huh? I have determined the number one reason why I could never be super famous. And I bet
lack
you
of talent.
Yes, but I'm sure we all have one of these. It's like a personality trait that would hold you back.
I don't think anything's holding me back.
Oh, I think a lot is holding you back.
In fact, I think my friend Bruno, it's not Bruno Mars. There's nothing holding me back.
Shawn Mendes?
Yeah.
I think my good friend Sean said it best. There's nothing holding me.
This happened.
What do you think's holding me back?
Your attitude?
Yes, okay.
Not knowing your facts?
I don't need to know. Okay. So there's, why are you thinking about that?
Okay. I don't actually know why it came to this, but over the weekend when we traveled together, there was a man alone. And it made me so sad. And I can't stop thinking about it. And then I thought, imagine being like a pop star and you find out that someone came to your show alone. It would destroy me.
Why?
I can't. Why? Where are their
your
friends?
Your fascination with this is really like we probably need an on-staff therapist at this point. Because you're like the amount of time I know if I need a hamburger or something,
all I gotta do
is tell Erica, well, I might go get it alone. And then she'll just go get it for me. Like, so I don't have to be alone. It's, yeah. Like you're so afraid. Have you slept? Did you sleep last night?
Not well.
Why not?
I was alone.
Like you're
that's a whole different mental illness.
I think it all intersects.
Being alone doesn't necessarily mean being sad.
Right. But it could.
But, no.
But why do you so what a weird way to get here?
I truly was like driving and I started thinking about that guy we saw who was there alone. And I was distraught all over again.
Who was where? Like at our event?
At the conference thing.
Okay, but like we were all alone together.
Yeah.
True. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Erin spent like a lot of time by herself.
Yeah.
Like, I think intentionally.
Erin peaced out a ton. And then she was just alone. Does it bother you that Erin like would get up in the morning and just go get coffee and she was by her?
Yeah.
Why? I love that.
Okay, maybe not you in particular, but imagine if you would like,
like I'm trying to get my head around. I truly want to help you, Erica. Okay, like, so
you flew to this thing that then, all these people were going to be at and then you were alone. I'm telling you, it's like, so I don't know how to help dark.
Her. Like, it's the weirdest thing in the world because sometimes I go places alone.
I used to.
But it doesn't, like to Erin's point, it doesn't mean I'm lonely.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like you're giving this analogy, like you're the forgotten Jonas brother and you're up on stage
Frankie?
And you're like, yes. And you're looking around sure. the crowd. You're like, oh no. There's a person standing there. His wife could be peeing. She might be grabbing tequila shots. Like you project onto every lone person this backstory. This immediate, his wife just died of cancer.
No.
Like you do though. You're like, there's this huge thing. It's like, that's not real. That's something in you.
Okay, that's someone else has to have this. Can they text in some
yes,
thoughts.
Let's have them text in. What's the number?
303-222-5423. Wow.
Okay.
It also is in front of me if I had wanted to read it and I just remembered.
Okay. Yeah.
I have gone to concerts alone and I love it. I've done the Georgetown Loop Railroad train thing alone. Loved it.
You have?
Oh, Erin. Yes. Why?
It's on things like that where I get weird.
Hiking alone.
No.
Can get a little sketchy, but I love it.
It's weirder to do it as you're like your first Hinge date where they're like, I have this secluded spot.
Yeah, you're better alone than with a man who's trying to kill you.
Okay, so let me ask you this, Erin. Like on the railroad, it's all two seat.
It's not like that. It's more like the perimeter outside.
Oh, so you're just like sitting on benches.
You all face in, but then you can turn out.
Oh, funny. Okay.
So, okay, because it's just on the two-seater things that where you just like sit down, you're like, then I feel like there is that backstory. Mm-hmm.
And
you gotta hold a bag of ashes, even if it's just ashes you collected from ashtrays, just to get, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No one not cares be that an- much, except for Erica, apparently.
But there's not going to be another single person. It might be a group of three. So then like the one person sits next to you, but they just turn away from you. And then you're just like, it's
and
obvious.
Then you are so alone. Oh my God, she's converting me.
But you're not lonely, no.
I literally haven't even said anything and you're realizing.
No, but I don't create the backstory.
I don't.
Yes, you do.
Okay.
You, like.
I just don't like anyone out there feeling like they don't belong. And now I'm realizing this is therapy and I just always wanted to belong.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I got a story. Having a delayed flight at the airport turns out is not the worst thing that can happen to
you. My anxiety's through the roof and I don't have a flight anytime soon. My story makes me the bearer of bad news.
Oh no, not more bears.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
Wildlife officials in Colorado are reminding residents, Erica, to lock their doors. No.
You can't. I'm already worried about intruders.
Because bears have learned how to open doors, like the door handles. Just
ding dong, who's there?
Like, they literally will get on their hind legs, use the
shut
paw,
up.
Their paws to push down the handles and like
okay,
walk
so
in.
You gotta have one of those fancy handles. If you have a doorknob,
do you think the baby it? Bear knows how to do this?
Probably learn. That being said, it's happening in Telluride, which is like a few hours away.
Okay.
But
there's been lots of grizzly bears on my TikTok.
So wait, didn't they go in? Did they just open the door to like go?
Do you think it's not a magic trick or like a
no? But I'm saying, do they just open the door or they go into the house and like ransack?
They go in. Okay. They're looking for food, man.
Yeah.
Or people to eat. Erica.
That's food. Maybe they're
Erica
on
Erica.
An island.
Here, let's recreate a scene at Erica's house.
Oh, I wonder who it could be. Swanton, stop barking. Oh, no, it's a bear. Hi, Swanton.
Oh, my gosh. That was very morbid
saying,
for you.
I was the one leaving Swanton behind.
No. We all felt like you killed the dog there. Yeah.
No.
Erica in self-preservation mode.
Oh, I would put myself
nobody
in front
buys
of a bear
that.
Before
bears
Swanson.
Eat dessert. So.
He's coming in right behind you. Oh. All right, my story is out of Atlanta. At Atlanta's airport, video captured chaos. People sprinting, running. There was some sort of leak in the ceiling. It was not the sprinklers going off. It was some sort of brown fluid.
No.
Officials confirmed it was brown sewage.
No. And then leaking. You got to get on a plane.
Yeah. And the best thing is officials also confirmed, and I quote, no disruption to airport operations or flights.
So people got brown sewage on and then they said, you better get on your flight.
Yuppers.
Oh my gosh.
That's why your boarding group is so important. You gotta be on the flight.
Oh my gosh.
Now boarding the sewage?
That's sewage group two. Oh.
Gross!
All right.
First, he had the bear ring in the doorbell. Then he had. We are amongst greatness.
Yes, you are. Those were all these stupid people we could find.
No!
For today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.